Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. The bottom line for crop year 2013 in the state, one for the record books. But, says Farm Bureau President Mark Haney, looking back, it sure didn't look that way.
Started out really thinking, you know, this is going to be a terribly wet year, and we had planting problems, and we had all kinds of issues, and just couldn't get planted. Everyone thought, you know, this is going to be a light crop year probably. But it turns out that this is one of the years that you can put in the books. Phenomenal yields, even though prices slipped a little because of yields, it's still strong. Farm economy is really strong in Kentucky.
A feature of the organization's annual meeting each year is hosting the University of Kentucky's Ag Economic Outlook News Conference. Haney and all in attendance were extremely pleased at a projection that farm cash receipts for the state will be $6 billion, and indications are, say those ag economists, for more strength in the coming year.
They project 2014 to be at about $6.2 billion. You know, that's strong. And that's anticipating that the cattle market's going to hold, that we're not going to run into any adverse trade issues among our trading partners globally.
But given all that, there are ample positive signs for 2014. We'll be right back.
This is an important message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. During a power outage, never use generators, grills, or other gasoline, propane, or charcoal-burning devices inside your home, garage, or carport, or near doors, windows, or vents. They produce carbon monoxide, an odorless, colorless gas that kills more than 500 Americans each year. If your home is damaged, stay with friends or family or in a shelter. To learn more, call the CDC at 800-CDC-INFO.
There are a few negative notes for the year. 2014 ag development funds are right now being held up in a court case, and Haney says this final year of tobacco quota buyout payments, it was announced, was judged eligible for the 7.2% federal sequester reduction.
The January payment date for the tobacco transition payment is really just upon us, and I think that money will probably be held, and where it goes from there will remain the question.
The Ag Development Fund case probably won't be complete until spring. There was a glimmer of hope on tobacco transition payments.
I think Senator McConnell made some comments at our annual meeting thinking that it might be 2015 before we get all that money paid out of the trust fund. But he indicated he thought we would get there.
Mark Haney with a few clouds, but some bright spots ahead as well. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.